I'm Marie Williams from Newton AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah. I am a disco fire
in the Taco Bell. Well, welcome to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with me, Mark Webber. It's six games in, and we've certainly seen some sexy football this week. TNS getting a last minute goal to equalise against the Met. We'll be hearing from the man who scored it. Koleski Nomads, normally 1-0 merchants, finding four against Aberystwyth, and a few 1-0 games, which also lit the fire of fantastic football. Where does all this take us? Well, manager reaction to come, Jonah's view on another exciting weekend of live Welsh football on its way. But first, let's hear from the man who broke Met hearts, a 95th minute goal score for TNS's Keston Davis.
We needed that. We just playing all game and so many chances, but nothing's just dropping for us at the minute, and we just got to keep going and get through this patch, and hopefully we'll come out the other end.
It's the third year that the New Saints have failed to win here at Kincorn. Obviously, it's your first season here. Yeah. You enjoying the experience of the Cymru Premier?
Yeah, definitely. It's opened my eyes to Welsh football, and the standard's good. Like, I just think the more as the years go on, the better more players come, and the better the teams get, and raises the standard of the league.
As the players are walking off the pitch here at Kincorn, New Saints' heads seem to be a little bit down, you know. Considering that you scored a goal right at the end to gain a point.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to them, they ran us all over the park and they didn't stop. And like I say, we've had so many chances, but nothing's dropped to us. But at the end of the day, we've got a point and we move on for it and go on to the next week.
Thoughts of Met's Bradley Woolridge to come, and there were quite a lot of VIPs around in that game learning about how to play football. We'll talk to some of them later on. Not a bad place to learn. Mark Jonah Jones is with me now. Jonah, what a game. Always a good game between the Met and TNS, and the Met always hold their own against TNS, certainly down at Kincoyd. What did you think of that game?
You know, obviously they raised their game at home against TNS, and when they got everybody fit, they're definitely a top outfit in this league. Now, they have to make no bones about it. They can't go under the radar anymore. They're a top side in this league, and their position at the moment tells you that. And the game they played against TNS, you know, four TNS to score in the 95th minute. Everybody says, you know, a bad result for TNS. Maybe, but is it? You know, they didn't get anything there the last couple of years, and they've got a point there last night, so Scott Roscoe might be happy. So what's interesting for me at the moment, though, I think that TNS, their goals plus after six games, Mark, I don't know how you worked out, their goals plus is 10 goals plus, and they scored 10 against ABBA. So that shows you things are tightening up a bit in this league. You know, there's no easy games for anybody against anybody, really. They haven't really thumped anybody else. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that's the way it's going to go. Every game is going to be tough and hard to win. But that was a top quality game last night, TNS and the Met. And, yeah, well done to both sets of players. They say it's an off day, but the football was good. TNS's football was good. Met's football was excellent. The ball was fizzing around. And the referee, by the way, I thought had a decent game as well.
Well, Barry Town still lead the top of the table after a 1-0 win away at Airbus. They've had some bad news over the past couple of days, though. We'll talk more about that later in terms of personnel. But 1-0 win against Airbus, Jonah. Some people might have been looking at that game and thinking Barry would do them 2 or 3-0. But hey, it's a great result and it leaves them at the top.
1-0 away from home. You know, it don't feather everyone's nest, right? But it's a great result for Barry Town up at Airbus. Airbus had a good win the week before, 2-1 against Aberystwyth away, I think. And then for Barry to go up there, clean sheet again, you know, Mike Lewis in goals with a clean sheet. George Ratcliffe, the Wales under 21 goalkeeper, on the bench. Shows a bit of strength and depth there between the sticks. But yeah, good result for Barry. And they host Kevin Druids now on Sunday. You know, you would think that Barry would go into that as favourites. But the Druids, you know, they're a strange outfit, the Druids, Huey's mob. They've only, you know, they got one win, three draws, two defeats. And their goal difference at the moment is level. So they're not doing a lot wrong, Mark. They're not doing a lot wrong. And I don't think this will be any walkover on Sunday again. Gavin, I'll tell you that. Gavin Chesterfield, Huey Griffiths' team, all always hard to beat. But that's a game most of us down south will be at Sunday afternoon at Jenner.
Well, while I'm sure Barry Town are delighted about that result, they now find themselves having to gather some paperwork for a disciplinary panel appeal, which could really be a serious issue for Barry if they lose it. Jordan Cottrell has been found guilty of aggressive conduct towards a match referee during that first game of the season at Pen-y-Bont. Now, he has been banned for 182 days. That's nigh on 6 months, so he won't play again in a Barry Town shirt until the 21st of February 2020. Of course, Barry have the right to appeal that, and they've fully said that they're going to appeal it. They have to get that paperwork in by the 25th of September. So this is very much watch this space. But Jonah, you were at that Pen-y-Bont Barry game for Scoria. It was an incident late on in the game for which he was sent off. What happened, and what do you think of this judgment?
Well, I think it's gone that much under the radar, Mark, that until now, that I don't think anybody's seen it. Sure, you know, we filmed the game, didn't we, Scoria? And I don't think anybody picked it up quickly. Look, whatever is going on between Jordan and the referee, obviously something has happened there, and people are, they're taking it very seriously. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed because he's a great player, one of the better players in this league. He's a talent. He's one of the talismen for Barry. So I'm really disappointed that he's going to be out of the game for 6 months. But, you know, I do not know what happened. I don't know what's going on between him and the referee. So really, even though, you know, I love going on about this league, I'm not in a position, and I'm being brutally honest, I'm disappointed it has happened. I'll tell you that now. Very disappointed that anybody gets into a situation where, you know, you pick up a 6 month ban. It's not great for the footballer. It's not great for the league. And let's just hope, it doesn't happen again to one of our better players.
Well, as I said, Barry Town United have until the 25th of September to get that paperwork in. We'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. Now, the great and the good were at Kincoid on Monday, as I mentioned earlier, not just to watch a fantastic football game, but a lot of them were on the FAW Pro licence, and they were there as part of those studies. One of them, of course, was coaching at the time, but also Gavin Chesterfield was there, Ewan Williams was there, many others that I'm sure I've forgotten the name of. One man I haven't forgotten the name of because we stuck a microphone under him and had a chat to him about how things are going at Conskey Nomads and the licence and his development as well. Jay Catton, Conskey Nomads.
Yeah, great week, Gwyn. From the Caramel Wafer Cup, I think it's called now, from the old Iron Brew Cup against Cove Rangers. 1-0 win. You know, they're a great team, top of the league currently, and really good performance. And then two league games that followed. Another 1-0 victory over Druids. A game we arguably should have had more, but a good performance. And then topped off with a Friday 4 win against Aberystwyth. But yeah, real tough week for the players, but some great performances, took it on really well, and three great wins.
Another big game for you on Friday against Newtown, so that should be an interesting one once again.
Yeah, another top one, Newtown. Be nice to go there on a Friday night, because I don't know who you play at that time. It's usually Saturday afternoons in Newtown, so looking forward to that. A Facebook Live game as well. Watched them on the weekend against Bala. Craig Harrison went over to watch, and everything we always see with Newtown, what Chris Hughes' teams are, organised, positive, play some great stuff, cause Bala problems. So yeah, we're looking forward to a real tough game.
And you've mentioned the players have been busy in the last 7 days, but you've been busy on a personal level as well. You've just been completing your pro licence course.
Yeah, so I was currently here now with yourself, Cardiff Met TNS for the evening on our final contact of the pro licence. We've had another 2 days, one more tomorrow. But been a fantastic 18 months, you know, learning experiences and opportunities I've had, watching the Wales Rugby Union team, going away to Geneva for a UEFA study visit, all the tasks and challenges around it as well. It's, you know, it's been immense, and, you know, full thank you from myself, I'm sure, all the candidates to Oshan, Oshan Roberts, who's led it, with Lane Lawrence, David Adams, Carl Darnton. It's been such a professional top course, and took a lot that hopefully can bring back to the club and bring back to the league.
And a few new contacts as well, which could be useful in future for you.
Yeah, you know, that's another great part of the course, is that the standard of candidates that are on it, the experiences they have as well, you know, has been great. And as I said, lots of contacts made, lots of experiences, lots of key things. But again, the key of it is what we can bring back to improve our football club and to improve the Welsh Prem.
Yeah, a few familiar faces on the course and a few people you'd obviously know from the Welsh domestic scene as well.
Yeah, it's been a really good balance. We've got people such as Chris Wilder, Premier League manager Sheffield United, who comes with all sorts of experiences, and ourselves from Welsh Prem. I'd say, we had a great task this afternoon where Scott from TNS and Chris from Cardiff presented their game plans, and you saw the detail that they go into also, like all Welsh Prem clubs. So yeah, it's been really great mix, but ultimately a great set of candidates and really good people. It's been a privilege to share it with.
And Jonah Jay, they're obviously delighted about the win against Aberystwyth. And one of the most interesting things for me about that win, it wasn't a 1-0. Four goals in for Connorskey Nomads against Aberystwyth.
Well, they had a great, great European campaign. When Nikki John said to Andy Morrison a couple of weeks ago, she said a bit of an indifferent start, Andy. And he said, what do you mean indifferent? We're undefeated. And a great answer. And since that, three draws, three wins to follow, momentum after a long summer, and a 4-1 win last week against ABBA. And we thought last week, Mark, three games in 6 days was a big ask for any club at this level. 9 points out of nine, mate.
And Connorskey's next challenge, Friday night, under the lights and in front of the Facebook cameras. Yes, it's live on Facebook. It's Newtown, and a side that did well by beating Bala last weekend.
They never go below the radar of being a team who can beat anybody in this league, but it just proved it again. Bala were on a great, they were on a crest of a wave. They'd gone to Pennebon, 1-6-1. I'm sure Colin would have said, well, get a win here at Newtown where it's always a tough, and we'd be right up amongst the top three and flying. Newtown again, they're just so resolute in this league. They play good football. They've had two wins, two draws, two defeats, 8 points and in seventh place. It just about tells you everything about Newtown. On their day, they can beat anybody, and they're always a challenge. They're always a challenge to any team in this league. So Connorskey, if they're to keep up that unbeaten run, you go to Leighton Park, it's a tough place to go to keep your unbeaten run up, and this will be a good game.
Well, it was a vital win for Newtown. Let's get Chris Hughes' thoughts on that game.
Pleased, really pleased with the resilience and the performance that we put in. You have to defend when you play Bala. You have to do, you say, classes the ugly things, the dirty things. You've got to stay out your box. You've got to defend crosses. You've got to stay with your man. You've got to react to second balls. You've got to react to first balls. They're coming into it on a really good, a rich vein of form. They're beating TNS. They scored six last week. They've got really good players in their group. So, we were well aware of the task beforehand, and I thought my players applied themselves really, really well. Really well, and, you've got to defend well, and we've done that. And, there's a spell in the second half where Bala were just on top, without really creating anything, but just on top. But we saw that spell out, and that's important. That's what you've got to do at this level. Opposition teams will have spells against you, and you have to see it through, and we see it. We saw that. We brought some fresh legs on, made a couple of changes, and George has come on and won us the game. I've probably got to give credit where it's due to Callum, my assistant, because it was him who just felt that George's pace and his ability to bring players in, and his little bit of, he can got a little bit of magic about him, George, and he's come on and done that. So it's really pleasing when you make subs and they affect the game. And George Thumper and young Jack Thorne did that really well. We brought them on the right time, and they give us that impetus in the game. And look, it's a big win because, I keep saying, they're an experienced side with a very experienced manager. So to put 3 points on the board at home and keep a clean sheet against a side that'll be in the top six and probably pushing for Europe, probably getting to Europe, in my opinion, it's a really, really good win for us.
Pennebont missing out on another 3 points in the last minute as Caernarfon grab a late goal. Sean Eardley's thoughts on that game, and he's got Aberystwyth next up.
Despite it being early on in the season, you want the points on the board, and thankfully we were the right side of the result today. Maybe a little bit fortuitously. However, I felt towards the end of the game, just with the sheer endeavour, the desire from the boys to try and nick a third, I felt on that. On that basis, we probably deserved it, but it's full credit to Pennebon. They defended for their lives, and they got themselves back in the game there at half time. It's a fantastic time to score. Take that now. We've got to take that down to Aberystwyth next week, because they're going to want a reaction after last night. Like I said, I went to watch them, and they'll probably be disappointed with that result, and they're going to want a reaction at home. It's going to be nice and loud. I think the university students are back in university now, but hopefully the Covey army can come in their numbers and sort of out-sing them and out-voice them. So, promises to be a good atmosphere and a very good game.
Yeah, well, mate, it's a good game Carnarvon and Aberystwyth. Aber, they've had 2 wins and 4 defeats there in 9th place. They, like you said, they lost 4-1 to Connors Quay in their last game. But I think this will be a target for, you know, Matthew Bishop, Gavin Allen and company at home against Carnarvon. Again, it'll be one of those games they try to expect to get something from it. For Aber, I said home territory for me is always important. First night, would it be, Mark? First night for the students as well this Friday. So they'd be hoping, I think, for a couple of hundred to them to turn out and enjoy. So that could be a big, big positive for them, were they to get 100 or so students through the gate and put on a good performance. But Carnarvon, you know, they've only lost once, Carnarvon, this season. They're in 6th place. They lost to TNS. You know, they're 9 points, is a decent start. And I tell you what, Mac, Jamie Breeze starting to get amongst the goals. You know, he scored a superb winner the other week. He scored again last week. And they're on a good run at the moment. It's a good run for the Covies. If they can continue in there, I have to congratulate Jamie Crowther last week on getting a winner. I was, you know, disappointed to see Penabont get defeated in the last second because they haven't had a win, unlucky there. But for see Jamie Crowther get up there and get the winner, don't know about the celebration, old Jamie. It's that long since you've scored. I think you forgot to celebrate, son.
Oh, you've mentioned Penabont and Airbus already, Jonah. Narrow losers over the weekend. They meet each other at Bridgend this Saturday. For both of them, is this the game that you'd put the hashtag six-pointer next to?
I wonder how many times, Mark, that cup final and six-pointer will be mentioned in training this week between these two clubs. They've both entered the league this season. They've both put on bright showings, but they both haven't had, you know, reward for what they've shown so far. The table don't lie. Table never lies, especially after 6 games. You start having a look at the table now. After 1 or 2 games, it just, you know, you give or take. But after 6 games, it starts to tell. Because, simply, you know, Penabont, they got 1 point from 18 and they're minus 10 in the goal department. That's a little bit worrying. But last week, again, they showed talent against Barry, they got beat by a goal. They showed talent against TNS, they got beat by a goal. They showed talent against Carnarvon, they got beat by a last-minute goal. When are they going to produce one of those ugly wins which every manager needs? You know, they might go play against Airbus Saturday. Airbus might have 70% possession. They might only have 30, and they might steal a 1-0 win. It might be one of them, Mark, one needs to get them underway. And Airbus, you know, they got 3 points. They'll see this as a big game for them. They were unlucky, like you said, they lost 1-0 at home to Barry, so that's not a bad performance. But 6 points, you said this is a six-pointer, definitely is, because a win could put either of these two teams out of the relegation zone, because Carmarthen are only on 3 points and they got a tough one at home against TNS. So it's a lot, you know, at this stage of the season, gigantic game.
Well, we talked about TNS drawing 1-1. Well, there's another side that has become the draw specialist, I think, of the Welsh Premier League at the moment. Carmarthen Town, and Carmarthen Town host New Saints on Saturday. How is that going to go, Jonah?
Yeah, that's what, you know, Mac, that's the first thing I was going to say to you. They become the draw specialist. And Neil, you know, Smudgery, it's not great to be the draw specialist because they've had 6 games against good sides. They've got 3 draws, which only gets you 3 points out of 18. And that's the only worry. They're a match for anybody, Carmarthen. Luke Bowen, Liam Thomas scoring again last week. Liam Thomas with a pen. Luke Bowen with 2 wonderful goals. So they got the goal scorers. You know, they just need, I think they need a slice of luck, right? They need a slice of luck to go their way, I think, Carmarthen. They need a win or two. Can they get one Saturday against TNS? TNS might come down smart, in, you know, because they only got the goal or the draw in midweek at Cardiff Met, and they'll want to stay top of the league or get as close as they can to Barry and the likes. They're not top. You know, they've played 6, they got 13 points. But, you know, everybody knows, Mark. You say it more than anybody else. Don't catch TNS when they're upset. But they have to stand their ground, Carmarthen. Tough game. Of course, TNS, strong favourites. But Carmarthen, they don't roll over for anybody. And on that day, they can give anybody a good game. So there's a chance of a point for the old gold.
And last, but by certainly no means least, a repeat of perhaps one of the most exciting games we saw in the whole of the JD Premier League last season. Cardiff Met are on their way to Bala. We remember what happened last time. Playoff final. Penalties galore. Bradley Woolridge will love the experience. Here he is talking about that TNS game and the return to Maes Tegid.
I didn't really think that they were going to get back into the game. I couldn't really see where they were going to score from. And then obviously last five, ten minutes, they've had sort of consecutive corners. And yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't defend the final one. So yeah, bit of taste left, but that's football.
But the New Saints haven't won here at Kincoyd for the last three seasons. You seem to enjoy playing against them, apart from obviously 90 plus 5 minutes this evening.
Yeah, love the challenge. I think we do as a group. We know that, you know, it's nice to play against TNS because, you know, they get the ball down, they try to move it, and, you know, it's a different type of game to some of the other teams that we play. So, yeah, you have to be switched on mentally throughout the game. And although, you know, we don't see a lot of the ball, it's still, you know, it's a really difficult evening. Just trying to concentrate for 90, 95 minutes, whatever it is in the end. So, yeah, it's nice not to lose, but it feels like 2 points drop, really.
You're away at Ballagh on Saturday. You've had a good start to the season, but you've got some good memories of Maes Tegid, obviously.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going back, actually. It's always been quite a long journey up there, and especially, you know, if you don't get a result, it's a tough one, but it'll be nice to go back. We'll get ourselves ready to go again. You know, look at how to set up against Ballagh, who've actually started quite well themselves. So, yeah, should be a good game up there. Hopefully get back to winning ways. Yeah, hopefully get some more points on the board.
And Johnny, it'll be happy memories for Cardiff Met going back up there, won't it? Let's see, what are they going to do to sort of add to those memories and beat Ballagh?
Yes, I bet it was a nice place from a few months ago. European bound, and they had a great summer, and they've had a great time since in the Welsh Premier. So, you know, they'll have a tough game this time, though. Ballagh will be smart in half of last week's defeat at Newtown. I said Colin would have been disappointed, Mark, to lose last week at Newtown. They thumped Penabon 6-1, and they were sending out signs that they were going to be right up there. I'm sure a win this weekend will put them right up there again, but this is a tougher game. This is a real tough game. The Met, a defence again, Mark, we go on about every week. They look strong, still without their number one, but I suppose that would be a little bit not being fair to the lad in goals, Alex Lang, who did well against TNS the other night. There was only the one goal he let in the 95th minute, so it's going to be a hell of a game. They're both two good sides. These two teams will be in the top six, make no bones about that. And whoever gets the win here Saturday, it'll be a massive win for the Met if they could win on the road again at Maes Tegid. Ballagh and Colin Caton will definitely want to win. This could be game of the weekend.
And before we go, let's hear from Nathan Burke from Ballagh and his thoughts about how the Cardiff Met game will go.
Good sides. Obviously, Cardiff Met's been all last season, like the full-time team, for a good lively squad. But we are also, we want to get 3 points every game we go into now. You know, we want 3 points. We want to finish as high as possible. We want to finish in the automatic places. You know, we want to win every game we're in now.
Well, that's another week wrapped up. Keep listening to this channel because we do drop some post-match interviews from the various games in on this channel, and keep on looking at the club Twitter pages because the clubs will also be doing post-match interviews as well if you want a bit of instant reaction. Me and Jonah will be back with our measured thoughts next week. Same time, same channel. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, cheers, Mac. All the best to everyone.